Dear visitor, welcome to the prison of Karini Castle. As you climb the stairs leading to the prison room, you will find yourself facing a wall covered with graffiti depicting boats. Take a moment to admire this artistic heritage. The graffiti on the walls of the cell in Karini Castle is a valuable historical testimony, documenting the presence of prisoners of North African origin, probably Moors or Berbers, in the service of the La Grua family. Analysis of these engravings, mainly depicting boats and palm trees, offers an interesting insight into the life and culture of these individuals, as well as their relationship with Sicilian feudal lords between the 15th and 17th centuries. Several engravings can be seen on the wall of the cell, which, despite their deterioration, show shapes that can be traced back to stylized boats and what appear to be representations of palm trees or trees. The boats have characteristics typical of North African ships of the time: elongated hulls, raised bows and sterns, and, in some cases, what could be interpreted as a triangular sail, also known as a lateen sail. The engravings were made by scratching the surface of the plaster, probably with makeshift objects, and show a certain stylistic uniformity that suggests a common cultural origin of the authors. The repetition of the motif of the boat associated with the palm tree is particularly significant, as it represents a recurring iconographic element in North African visual culture, a symbol of nostalgia for the homeland. The presence of North African slaves, Moors, Berbers, and Moors, in Sicilian noble residences was a common practice between the 15th and 17th centuries. Sicily, due to its strategic position in the Mediterranean, was a crossroads of cultures and a point of contact between the Christian and Islamic worlds. Sicilian aristocratic families, such as the La Grua family, often owned North African slaves captured during pirate raids or purchased in slave markets. These individuals were employed as domestic servants, agricultural workers, or craftsmen, and in some cases enjoyed a certain freedom of movement within their master's properties. However, they remained prisoners, far from their homeland, and the graffiti in the castle cells can be interpreted as expressions of nostalgia, cultural identity, and passive resistance. Recent studies of graffiti in medieval prisons in the Mediterranean have highlighted how these engravings were not simply pastimes, but genuine acts of communication and identity. In the case of the Karini graffiti, the repetition of the same motifs suggests a desire to keep alive the memory of one's culture and origins. The graffiti in the cell of Karini Castle find interesting parallels in other Sicilian prison structures. Particularly relevant are the graffiti documented in the prisons of the castle of Noto Antica, where engravings of galleys and boats similar to those in Karini have been found. These graffiti, studied using digital photogrammetry techniques, show how the representation of ships was a recurring theme in the artistic expressions of Mediterranean prisoners. In other Mediterranean contexts, such as the Byzantine churches of Rahat in the Negev Desert, graffiti of ships have also been documented, testifying to the spread of this iconographic motif. In particular, the representations of two-masted boats with Ottoman sails show stylistic similarities with some of the engravings found in Karini. But now, dear visitor, I invite you to visit the prison cell. This place is an environment that encompasses centuries of stories of power, justice, and, at times, abuse. Observe this austere space carefully, with its light, tough stone walls, typical of the Sicilian territory, which rise to form a barrel vault. The light barely filters through, creating an atmosphere suspended in time that takes us back to the stories of those who were imprisoned here. The cell is basic and austere. The antique terracotta floor, worn down by the passage of many prisoners, contrasts with the light color of the walls. Along the right-hand side, you can see a simple wooden bed covered with straw, which was the only bedding allowed to prisoners. On the front wall, you can still see the chains with which prisoners were tortured and immobilized. Looking to the left, a rudimentary stool and a miserable wooden table complete the Spartan furnishings of this place of detention. These walls have witnessed numerous incidents of imprisonment, some of which have been handed down to us through historical documents. Particularly significant is the testimony of the notary Giovanni Antonio de Rainicio, who in 1563 denounced Baron Vincenzo Lagrua, Lord of Carini, for abuse of power. According to the indictment preserved in the historical archives, the noble and distinguished notary Giovanni Antonio de Rainicio of the land of Carini, present before us in the exercise of his duties for the royal visit of the most illustrious Lord Marquis d'Oriolo, general visitor, has criminally accused and accuses, and has declared guilty the respectable Lord Vincenzo Lagrua, Baron of the aforementioned land of Carini, as Lord of that land and its fiscal representative, for the undue imprisonment and detention in the prison of the castle of that land. The notary claimed to have been imprisoned in this very cell, and held for a long time and for many days, until he was forced, under threat of further imprisonment, to marry Laura de Rucello, a servant of the Baron. Not only that, but the notary's father, Giovanni de Rainicio, suffered the same fate, unjustly imprisoned, because of the accusations made against his son. This story reveals how feudal prisons were often instruments of social control and of imposing the will of local lords on their subjects. Baronial power was also manifested through the power to imprison, sometimes arbitrarily, those who opposed the feudal lord's wishes. Another documented episode dates back to 1607 and concerns a certain Giulio Pipitone, who was sentenced to imprisonment within these same walls for assaulting a woman described in the documents as scietta, a term that indicated an honest person or one of good reputation. The case is particularly interesting because Pipitone attempted to escape justice by taking refuge in the church of San Lorenzo di Carini, behind the Blessed Sacrament, hoping to enjoy the immunity offered by sacred places. However, he was discovered by a young man named Giovanni Vagnato, who, as reported in the interrogation documents of 12 June 1607, grabbed him by the chest and the scruff of his neck, hitting him with numerous punches, dragging him through the church and throwing him at the fathers of that convent, before handing him over to the authorities. Looking at this cramped space, you can imagine the living conditions of the prisoners, the cold that penetrated the thick walls during the winter, the oppressive heat of the Sicilian summer, the scarcity of food and water, the lack of hygiene. The castle prison was not designed as a place of rehabilitation, but as an instrument of punishment, and above all, of affirmation of feudal power. As you leave this cell, reflect on how these spaces of confinement are silent witnesses to a judicial and social system profoundly different from our own, in which the boundary between justice and arbitrariness was often blurred, and where the power of the feudal lords was also manifested through physical control over the bodies of their subjects. The prison of Carini Castle is therefore not only an architectural feature of historical interest, but also an important material document for understanding the social and power dynamics of feudal Sicily.